Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast on Wednesday, the 17th of February, 2021. On the podcast today, Cahill Friel, Executive Chairman of Open Orphan, discusses the significance of the ethics approval granted for the COVID-19 human challenge study model. And by the way, just turn on the news, BBC News. Lead item at 11 o'clock was this news. You can't pay for that kind of publicity. Phenomenal. Well done, Carl and the team there. Also on the podcast, Stephen James, Geoscience Manager at Block Energy, talks about the importance of their first gas sales from their West Rastavi field in Georgia. And at the end of the podcast, I'll be reading out two lists for you, which you can find for yourself, by the way, at voxmarkets.co.uk. And they are the top five most followed companies and the top five most read companies. By the way, there's lots of content right there at voxmarkets.co.uk. We'll see those lists. In fact, there's an investor presentation there from Blencow. There's a Creo Medical Group ends full year 20 of marginally ahead forecasts. Gene Drive ships first 96 SARS-CoV-2 kits to the US. There's also Plant Healthcare, elevator pitch. Don't forget our COVID-19 index. Biggest riser there is Gene Drive, up 14% of 148. Biggest faller, Hemogenics. It's down 5%, 6.6 pence. Check that out there at voxmarkets.co.uk.
Vox Markets is an online community of investors that runs a free mobile and desktop platform that allows you to track news and updates about any UK-listed company, offering RNS push notifications, detailed charts, pricing data, and much more. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Cahill Friel, Executive Chairman of Open Orphan, ORPH's ticker. Cahill, thanks for joining me.
Justin, thank you for having me.
And I got to say, you're doing something right, because I'm looking at the share price. It's up an all-time high. You're breaking 200 million market cap. Wow. And you must be pleased so far, haven't you? What's going on?
Yeah, Justin, look, it's exciting times. I've been honest with you, this pandemic, everybody had a hard time. UK had a hard time starting, but boy, is UK Inc. really going to come out on top. And in turn, Open Orphan is right at the crest of the wave at the moment, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, let's dig into this. You've received ethics approval for the COVID-19 Human Challenge Program. Tell us more, what does this mean then, Cahill?
Yeah, look, simply, back last October, the UK government and ourselves said we were going to test vaccines using the human challenge model that Open Orphan is a world leader in. That means we test vaccines in a controlled environment. We take 100 people and we can test the vaccine. That takes time. We've got full regulatory approval. So that means that program will now proceed with haste. The reason it's critically important is that with the variations coming down the track, there's more reasons you actually need to test these new vaccines quickly and effectively.
Yeah. And tell us about the details of the contract you've got with the UK government.
Yeah, look, back last October 27th, we announced we had got an initial 10 million contract. That's what we're working on. And they also paid us three deposits of $2.5 million each, giving the $7.5 million for a further three contracts totaling $30 million. So, yeah, that's just the start. So we're piling all into it. It is full steam ahead on it. And the really important bit, the UK government has taken basically 40 million of contracts with us, but every day of the week, we get pharma companies around the world looking to book these slots as well, and more of them. So this is at the moment with variations, better known as mutations, there's an increasing need to test and roll out new vaccines. We have three perfectly good vaccines. They're dealing with the pandemic, but there is an urgent need for a fast and effective way to test vaccines now on a six-week basis rather than a 12-month basis. And that's where human challenge study clinical trials come in.
Yeah, yeah. And I was going to ask that. So, you know, like I said, we've got these vaccines rolling out. They're doing very well. Like I said, you know, UK is one of the best in the world. The speed of this program is phenomenal. And it seems to be, you know, the hospital numbers are coming down. It seems to be having a good impact, positive impact on the numbers. So these vaccines, I mean, people would ask, so why do you need these studies if these vaccines are showing to work? And I suppose it's because of the variants, is it?
Correct, yeah. Look, if you'd asked some of us 2-3 months ago, we'd say, well, why would you take the risk, these human challenges? Well, it's very clearly, we have three wonderful vaccines, they're working, but we have the South African variation. And look, I reassure your listeners, every virus varies, changes, mutates. So common cold, you need new vaccines. So with COVID, it's nothing different. We're going to learn to get used to it. You'll be taking your annual COVID jab. There'll be a range of them. And really, you need some fast way now. The other studies were 40 to 50,000 people around the world had to be tested. Our model now, a lot of people will be vaccinated. It'll be harder to test in phase three. So rather than going looking for 45,000 volunteers around the world to test the new version, the second generation vaccines, we'll take 100, 150 volunteers and do in 6 weeks in our clinic. It'll be expensive. It's 10, 12, 15 million per study. But we can test the vaccine and prove it works in 6 weeks. That otherwise would take 50,000 volunteers, 12 months around the world.
Yeah, yeah, and that's so important, isn't it, I suppose? Because like you say, we're hearing about these new variants all the time. And like you said, you know, this coronavirus now has been around for over a year, so it's bound to have mutated quite a few times. But do you know what? Vaccinations, the word, you know, vaccinations and vaccines have been used so much because of COVID-19. More people are familiar with them. And I suppose, you know, a lot more has been spent on them globally. The money, the expenditure. Are you seeing that, you know, reflected in your pipeline for 2021 and beyond?
Absolutely, Justin. Look, vaccines, as I said, and the whole infectious diseases has been the Cinderella industry of the pharma industry for the last 30 years. However, today, it's no longer Cinderella. It's Cinderella did come to a ball and she married her prince. Mm. So vaccines are in that stage. We're now seeing a wall of inquiries way beyond COVID, a wall of inquiries for influenza vaccines, RSV vaccines, norovirus vaccine, pneumococcus. So really what is happening, last year, we fixed the company, we consolidated. It's now firmly, solidly profitable. Q4, we're making money every week, every month goes. So you'll never hear Open Orphan losing money again. And now, the year ahead, the plan would be, where do we go? I think UK Inc. is coming out of this and wonderful. We're leading the world. We're the world leader in vaccinations. We're leading the world in the testing of vaccines. We're a crest of a wave. I think the plan for Open Orphan is, can we get it to a $1 billion company? And that's our target. And we believe that could be achievable. So yes, never been excited. And let's see where we go from here.
Marvellous stuff. Okay, well, Kyle, you don't need 3 points with that in the end. I think we'll leave it there. It's good to chat to you as always. And it's nice to see, like you say, we are, you know, at the start, everyone sort of stumbled around not knowing what to do. But I think we've really, you know, took the ball by the horns as far as vaccinations are concerned. Now they're leading the field and your company's at the forefront as well. So it's very impressive. Kyle, it's good to chat to you. And hopefully we'll catch up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Justin, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much. And we'll certainly keep in touch.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Stephen James, Geoscience Manager at Bloch Energy. BLOE is ticker there. Stephen, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Justin. Pleased to talk to you.
Yeah, and you had some big news out yesterday. We'll talk about that in a bit. Before we do, Stephen, for people not familiar with Bloch Energy, just give us a brief summary as to what the company's about, please.
Certainly. Bloch Energy, as you say, it's a young E&P company. It's focused on Georgia. It was set up in 2018. The asset base, to my mind, is very exciting. It crosses the spectrum from exploration through appraisal, production and mature field development. Key there is part of what we're talking about this morning specifically, but also just to highlight that we had a transformation towards the end of last year with the acquisition of Block 11B from Schlumberger.
Yeah, yeah. And like I say, released some significant news yesterday, your inaugural gas sales in Georgia. Can you talk us through that, please, Stephen?
Yes, certainly. Towards the end of last year, we commissioned an EPF, an early production facility, and that's been absolutely critical to yesterday because it's enabled us to achieve our first sales gas production from two wells in West Drastavi. Those are WR-16A and WR-38Z, for those of you that like to know about these things. Mm-hmm. These were actually hooked up during the course of January and are now producing between 760 barrels of oil equivalent per day, and that's
an
equal split between oil and gas, yes.
Excellent stuff. Okay, so now you've got that going there, selling that gas there and oil. So what's next for the company? What can investors expect news-wise, milestones-wise?
Well, our immediate focus, as you might expect, is on continuing to develop the West Drastavi field. That EPF has got six slots on it, and we're only using two of them. So we want to identify at least four more wells to start production. But we have a very, very good 3D seismic survey that was acquired a couple of years ago. That's been fully interpreted. And with the benefit of the wells that are producing now and the ones that will be drilled shortly, we'll be able to optimise the number of wells that we need to completely develop the eastern end of the West Drastavi field, and to also do a much better job in optimising the number of wells we need and where we will actually put them in the reservoir, so therefore helping us to reduce risk. And the longer term, that transformational move with acquiring Block 11B, we're looking very hard at how we can monetize that resource. So that'll come in two forms. It's looking at how what we can work the existing well base over to maximize recovery. And we believe that there's significant remaining resources within two of the biggest fields, Sam Gori and Patadzuli. So we're looking at how we can identify areas of remaining oil to develop.
Absolutely, marvellous stuff. Okay, well, Stephen, if someone's listening right now, likes the sound of the progress you're making there, but are not yet following the story, please give them three reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add Block to their watch list, please.
Right, so reason number one, E&P is a risky business, but the employees of Block Energy are highly motivated and want to share the risk. Number two, Block sees a phenomenal potential in Georgia. And the third reason is that's really best illustrated by that transformational move of acquiring Block 11B from Schlumberger. As I said, we believe it contains significant remaining oil and gas reserves right the way from through the reservoir sequence, which involves at least three different reservoir types.
Excellent stuff. Stephen, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Okay, good talking to you, Justin. Thank you.
OK, it's time for top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They're at five. Eve Sleep, up 37% to 6.3. At four, Mode Global Holdings. After yesterday's podcast, of course, Jonathan was on, up 20% to 80 pence. At three, Argo Blockchain, up 11.5% to 270. At two, Online Blockchain, everything with blockchain titles going mad. Up 48. Do you know what? Argo Blockchain. I covered those, like I said, August 2019. I was very bullish on the Bitcoin. It wasn't going anywhere, pretty much. I just lost patience. I sold Argo, and that was at 7.25 pence. They're now £2.70. A 3,600% rise I missed out on. There you go. You live to play another day. That's the main thing. Online Blockchain is two, and Kanaba Group up 78% at one. Wow, it's gone berserk, some of these stocks, aren't they? Sometimes it always seems to be the ones you're not holding. Can't complain. Okay, top five most read RNSs are as follows. Bear with me, caller. Bear with me. Report them here. At five, Brand Shield Systems, appointment Silicon Valley firm BSC for global PR comms. Open Orphan, ethics approval, COVID-19 human challenge study. At three, Deep Verge, production orders worth $5 million for modern water equipment. At two, Argo Blockchain, notice for general meeting and circular. See, that's risen so much, even the most boring of RNS gets a read. And at one, Gene Drive, first US shipments of Gene Drive, a 96 SARS-CoV-2 kit. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Muchos apreciados.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows how to help you save this 4th of July. Upgrade your laundry routine with the new and exclusive first-of-its-kind all-in-one vented laundry combo. Wash and dry in just 68 minutes. Save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Shop Samsung this July 4th at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.